city starts jacking their prices up for us East River folks to come out there for the state basketball tournaments? I keep forgetting what day.
Jacking the prices up. We don't have to do that, man. We're booked all throughout the year. You know that, Craig.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I had to give you a hard time on that one, my friend. How you doing? Man,
fuck yeah, can we...
we're doing good. We're doing good. By the way, you know, Sioux Falls, I was going to say, you guys just need to take a lesson on how to raise revenue and get new facilities and get new parks. We get jacked with a 1 cent tax on everything we buy here anyway, but it all goes to the greater good, so...
we're learning. We may be a little behind you guys, okay, Nate? That's okay, but we're still trying to learn, all right?
I love it. I love it.
Hey, I know you got your own show tonight, sdsportsbuzz.com, and I know it was on your program last week, and we talked specifically about, the rankings with high school basketball, and I want to get your reaction now. I want to find out from you, the West River side. Let first talk about girls basketball, AA girls basketball. Who do you think will be the teams that will have the favorites to win AA?
Well, I think you guys have got it right. You know, I look at the KWSN, KSFY poll and look at the other polls, and I've seen quite a few, you know, not only AA girls teams, but A girls teams. I haven't seen as many in the B ranks, but covering a lot of AA and A out here. I think, you know, when you look back there, Mitchell's very good, Aberdeen's very good, Roosevelt, you know, these teams back there are very good, and I want to point out that, you know, I don't see a Central, a Sturgis, a Stevens. You know, they're not going to make as much noise in the AA tournament. Whoever makes it there, and I really only think probably one will make it out of this district out here, maybe two when they match up in that region game, probably one, though. I don't think they'll make as much noise as, you know, we saw a couple of years ago when a Rapid City Central knocked off a Sioux Falls Washington. So
yep.
It's
going to be in Rapid. It's going to be in Rapid. It's going to be at the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center. Could have a nice big home crowd there. Could have an upset maybe.
Yeah, it could be possible. I just don't
see... trying to build it up here
Central,
is what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, I know. I just don't see Central or Stevens or Sturgis. Although they're average to a little bit above average, all three of those teams are very comparable. They've had close games out here, and they're not with the Mitchells and the Aberdeens and the Roosevelts. Just not there this year. They have been in the past.
Well, what's going to happen is Aberdeen Central is going to be the top seed because they'll have the power points, which is a little bit of a surprise. Aberdeen Central would be the one seed, Washington the two seed, Mitchell would be the three seed, and then Roosevelt the four seed if those four teams get to the state tournament, which means Rapid City Central, if they get in, they would probably play maybe a Washington or Mitchell the first round.
Yeah, and that's a tough matchup. I think Rapid City Central, you can say, guys, is the best girls team out here. That's the way it seems, but they are inconsistent. So, you know, they have a little bit of talent. They have a great coach in Coach Bloom, but just inconsistent. And not going to be able to match up with the likes of those top-tier teams. It's, you know, kind of like the AA boys, if I can transition over there. Is the AA boys, to me, it really is, Peer. I think Peer's right there, and obviously Roosevelt. To me, it's really Roosevelt and Peer, and I guess I'll throw in Brookings or / Brandon Valley, but to me, I still think Roosevelt and Peer are the best teams day in, day out.
Well, that's the year 1-2. Those are your seedings. It'd be Roosevelt 1, Peer is 2, Brookings would be your 3 seed, with Huron a close 4 right behind. So those would be your top 4. Brandon Valley would probably be a 5 seed. And out west, what's going on? What's going on with Central, Stevens, and Sturgis? All 3 of them with 7 wins on the year.
Well, I will tell you this, though, you know, point this out, Craig, is, you know, we're going to see some AA teams, potentially a couple of them or maybe 3 with 500 or sub-500 records. I mean, I was looking at these teams that could potentially get into the state AA tournament on the boys' side, and it's not going to be very pretty when it comes to the records, and we've seen that throughout the years. But I will point this out. Central, Stevens, or Sturgis, whoever wins this district out here, obviously they're going to get in. And I will say, maybe Stevens, Central, Sturgis, 2 more of those teams. You might see 2 of those teams, maybe 3, that get into the state tournament. And I'm not kidding on that one.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding on that one, because we're going to see these teams match up with that other district over there, District 3 playing against District 4 in those region games.
Yep.
And I'm telling you,
only two teams above 500 right now among those eight schools.
Two
above 500 in the eight.
What I'm saying is, you know, don't hammer us out here in West River too much, because you might see Central, Stevens, and Sturgis. I'm not saying you will, but you might see all three. I think you might see two.
Well,
that might be a guarantee.
I hope they make it. That means there'll be more people out there for, that's the boys' tournament. That's in Sioux Falls. So I was thinking of the girls' tournament there.
You guys come to your own tournament out there anyway, so you'll be okay.
Hey, Nate, and some of the other classes in Class A or Class B, is there a team maybe around 500, a little under 500, that is playing some ball that can make some noise come districts?
You know, I want to look at it in Class A. Looking at the girls' side first, Spearfish and St. Thomas More play in the district championship tomorrow night, and I'll be covering that one, and you've heard it. I've said it on your show before. I'm not going to go as far as saying this could be a state championship game. Some people out here have said that. I know how good Harrisburg is, so I've seen some of those teams and how good they are. But St. Thomas More Spearfish tomorrow night on the girls' side is a state tournament game. I will tell you that. Unfortunately, they're locked in the same district. So Spearfish has a chance to knock off the Cavaliers. It could happen tomorrow night. So there's a team that's, 14-4. And much better, I think, than people are even giving them credit for. You dropped them out of your top five. I disagree. So I think Spearfish is really good. And then I want to go to the boys' side, though. And you have St. Thomas More. You have Custer. You have Red Cloud out here. And you have Spearfish as well. It's not a guarantee who's going to come out of here, out of this region, Region 8, out of the boys' side. It really is not. All of St. Thomas More has the best record. But that doesn't mean that they're going to roll through it. It's going to be dicey for St. Thomas More on the boys' side. And keep an eye on Pine Ridge slash Winter. Pine Ridge Winter on the boys' side. Nobody talking about them. I think those teams could be potential state tournament teams. I think that's who you might see get in there. Maybe even a St. Francis. Nobody's even on their radar.
Right.
St. Francis could get in there too.
Yeah, that District 13 and 14, right there in Central South Dakota, both on the boys and the girls side. Yeah, we just don't hear a lot about it. I know on the girls side, Pine Ridge has one loss so far. Could Pine Ridge girls, the Lady Thorpes, make another run at a state tournament? We just don't hear a lot about them out here.
Yeah, and the Pine Ridge girls, I will say, have a better chance than the Pine Ridge boys when they get to state. Okay, so the Pine Ridge girls do have a chance. Now, Pine Ridge beat Spearfish girls earlier in the year. I still say Spearfish is better than Pine Ridge, if they played in a series. So Pine Ridge is good on the girls' side. I don't think they're even as good as Spearfish, though.
So you're talking really three teams from out there in girls' Class A could possibly be factors.
Yeah, I really think there is, and unfortunately, you're only going to see really a couple because Spearfish or St. Thomas More, one of them is going to end tomorrow night. So they have to play each other. Otherwise, you would see Pine Ridge, Spearfish, St. Thomas More. I really feel all state tournament teams.
Yeah, I think
girls basketball.
I think Pine Ridge is going to make it, and then probably Wagner will get the nod in that region over there, probably knocking out Cheyenne Eagle Butte or something like that, getting into the state tournament for the girls.
Yeah, and I think you're right on that, Craig. And again, on the boys' side in Class A, it's going to be interesting because Region 8, I would argue, maybe the toughest or the second toughest outside of that region with Madison, Sioux Falls Christian, and Del Rapids, those guys in there. So that's a tough region too. But Region 8 with Red Cloud, St. Thomas More, Custer, and Spearfish on the boys' side, it is really good.
Yep, I agree. My good friend Dave Hollenbeck, I know he was on after I was on your program last week, and I did make the statement that I felt that it was going to be a Sioux Falls Christian, Waverly South Shore possible final. Dave probably didn't like that, did he?
No, I pointed that out. I said, hey, Craig, I don't know if you just heard him, Dave, but Craig Maddock at KWSN said it's going to be Sioux Falls Christian, Clark Willow Lake, locked in the state championship.
Oh, you didn't help that at all, did you there,
yeah,
Mr. Brown?
No, I mean, you make some great statements, so I just wanted to pass that along.
Yes.
I was just trying to help out, and I said, he said they're locked into the state championship.
Oh, boy.
Dave said, well, that's good. That's good that he thinks that. That's fine. He goes, we got a long ways to go. So the one thing is
He was nice.
Nobody can get Dave Hollenbeck put in a box. I mean, he just says what he needs to say and doesn't elaborate too much. He knows that, boy, they're going to have to play Spearfish in the district championship,
and
they may not even get by them.
Wow. All righty. SDSportsBuzz.com. You can hear Nate Brown tonight. SDSportsBuzz.com does a great job out west, and we enjoy having him on our program once in a while. Expectations of the South Dakota High School AA Girls Basketball Tournament in Rapid City this year?
Well, it's... I think, you know, you're going to see, you know, we see the discrepancy on the boys' side, and there's a big...
It wasn't good last year, Nate. It was not a good attendance last year by the boys.
And there's a large discrepancy with the girls, and I'm talking about the discrepancy when the AA's in Sioux Falls or when the AA's out here. The boys did not turn out well, and the girls, you know, I'll just point out, if there's only one Rapid City team or slash Sturgis, whoever it may be, Stephen Central or Sturgis, I don't think it's going to be a very high number. Not only, you know, we all know the girls' tournaments don't, you know, generate as much revenue to start with, and then when you've got it dominated by the Mitchells and the Washingtons and the Roosevelts and Aberdeen, depending on how well they'll travel, again, I don't know if you would... You know, I don't blame it on the West River folks and Rapid City folks. The facility's great.
Yes,
it is. The venue is, you know, the community's great. People come here. We don't have a Panera Bread, but we can take you to Pantero's and call it good. So, you know, come on out, enjoy Rapid City. And I will say, if the attendance is down, I don't blame that on folks out here. I blame that on people not wanting to travel and watch their teams from back there.
Well, the history has shown
Panera. Oh, man.
Oh, there goes Tubbs. He's not coming
That's
out.
That's rough.
They'll get one before you get out there, Tubbs.
I need my Asiago cheese bagel, dude.
But I hope they have a good attendance this year. But the last two tournaments out there, it has not been the best. But hopefully maybe the matchups will get people to get out to West River here for the girls' AA's.
I was just taking a shot at Patrick Lally, you know, from the Argus Leader back there. He said all the shopping and the restaurants and everything's great in Sioux Falls. That's why people like coming there. And I said, well, I know, I guess we don't have a Panera Bread or something, but come on. Let's have fun with that, guys.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I understand. What's on your program tonight, by the way, at SDSportsBuzz.com?
Tonight, I'm going to be talking with White River's head coach. Now, they just got by James Valley Christian. Now, that was a tight one in Class B, so Eldon Marshall of number one ranked White River will be on the program. We're going to have Karen Hahn, the Spearfish Activities Director, talking about their enrollment situation. When you think about Spearfish, guys, they love being in Class A. They're going to have to be in Double A in football and Double A in basketball.
I know, she's not happy. She's not happy, I know that.
We've got her on the program as well as a preview of the Spearfish St. Thomas More girls class with both head coaches tonight as we get ready for that one tomorrow night. So should be a fun one. And a legend in Rapid City's Hall of Fame, Bill Ewing. He's a legendary baseball player, played at the University of Wyoming, played professionally for the Angels. He's going to come on in a Rapid City Hall of Fame spotlight.
You may not have Panera Bread, but you got a Reptile Gardens out there, Nate.
I know.
You got us beat on that one.
For the record, I love downtown Rapid. For the record, I love downtown. It's put together so neat, and you know, you got a few just unique places to eat and bars. I mean, it's a fun place to hang out.
It is. Give me a call, Chris. We'll have a cold one. I'll take you to the firehouse, and I'll show you what Rapid City's all about.
That's a good one.
Hey, I'm there in 2 weeks, Nate.
All righty. Hey, Nate, thanks for the time, pal. We'll talk to you again later on.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes.
Thanks,
SDSportsBuzz.com. Here, Nate Brown tonight on the program. Does a great job.